She presented to the emergency room in dire straits, bleeding to death.
Dr. Randy Armstrong, a practicing physician in Florida, is recounting his experience with a 14-year-old girl he had to take care of who came to the emergency room because of complications of an abortion. He says it was then he found out the girl had gotten an abortion without her parents' permission.
We had to operate on that young lady two times to save her life. And at the end of all of that, she will be unable to ever bear children. Her parents had no knowledge this was going on. The only way they found out about this was when the hospital contacted them to make sure that they were aware that they were responsible for her hospital bills.
Armstrong is also the president of Citizens for Protecting Taxpayers and Parental Rights and part of the Say Yes on 6 campaign, a movement to get people to vote for Amendment 6. The proposed amendment would ban the use of public funds for abortion except in special cases, including rape, incest, or threats to a mother's life. It would also overrule court decisions which say privacy rights in the state constitution are greater than the federal constitution. And opponents like Jessica Lowe Minor with the League of Women Voters say they're concerned that right to privacy is being attacked, and they think it's something Floridians should reject.
Well, essentially, we have a statement in our Constitution that says every natural person has the right to be let alone and free from governmental intrusion into that person's private life. And what this amendment seeks to do is say that that right to privacy, that sentence, does not apply to abortion rights. Well, once they say that sentence doesn't apply to abortion rights, what's to stop them from saying that that sentence doesn't apply to other areas of our lives as well?
But physician Armstrong disagrees, saying that just means the amendment just creates a balance between the state and federal laws. But he says he's really campaigning on behalf of parents, like that of the 14-year-old girl who deserve a voice, and urges people to vote yes on the amendment. And Sheila Hopkins with Florida Catholic Conference agrees. Her group, too, is backing the amendment because it would strengthen parental rights.
There was a constitutional amendment passed back in 2004. However, at this time, there is still no consent required. So a minor daughter who cannot get her ears pierced or take medicine at school or any other number of issues like going on a field trip without parents' consent can have an abortion without their parents' consent. So that is really driving us to make sure that this section can be overturned, the interpretation of the section.
Hopkins says if the amendment passes, it will open the door to creating legislation that could restore parental consent. But Damian Filer with the Vote No on 6 campaign calls that misleading because of the 2004 constitutional amendment that passed.
Truth of the matter is that there's already parental notification laws in Florida. I mean, I'm a parent. I have a teenage daughter. You know, it's understandable that parents would want to know that kind of thing, but those laws are already on the books, so that's really not an issue here. What is an issue is the question of whether people want this kind of political interference in their medical decisions.
One way the Vote No on 6 campaign is spreading its message is through ads. That includes one with Sandra Fluke. She's the women's rights activist who drew national attention when talk show host Rush Limbaugh had called her a slut for her stance on birth control insurance coverage.
Amendment 6 could get in the way of a woman making her basic health care decisions along with her doctor and her family. And it would put politicians like Rick Scott right there in the middle of basic health care. My friends at Planned Parenthood and a lot of other really great organizations are working to stop Amendment 6.
Stacey Fox is with the Ford Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates, one of the lead opponents of the amendment. Fox says Amendment 6 is really about women who work for the state of Florida who may not be covered by health insurance if they possibly have a pregnancy that goes tragically wrong.
For example, if a woman were diagnosed with cancer during a pregnancy and needed to terminate her pregnancy in order to seek chemotherapy, her health insurance wouldn't cover that. And this is, you know, health insurance and health coverage that women who work for the state of Florida today can count on. It should be able to count on in the future.
Amendment 6 will be on the November 6 ballot. It must get 60% of the vote to pass. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.